Throughout the series this year, we've been closing the reading with a poem by Jimmy Savetic, who was the founder of this series. And he ran it on his own for about 32 years. And he was, as many of you know, an undercover narcotics officer, a homicide detective, a security officer in Vietnam, the founder of a whole bunch of gyms in which he trained young people to box, young women and young men. And that goes on. Many of his poems were published on the last years of his life by Bob Ziller. And I'm going to read one that I was really surprised to see, because he writes a lot about being a police officer. He writes a lot about actually sitting in a bar with retirees and going over like what life was like and what their lives are like now over like then. And a lot of poems about his mother chasing him around the house with a strap. But here's one I just did not expect to see. Saint George B. When I think of my father, I think of a huge bell and Notre Dame, but the huge bell has no clapping. Or instead of Notre Dame, I think of Trieste, or better, Vienna. Sometimes I think of the little boy in Fatima and how he knew about the horror that was to come to the world told by the Blessed Mother. The old man just knew things, and he gave up his ears to the hammers banging in the mill for over 50 years, the banging, banging. He came home one day burnt from the hot slag flash from the ingot. The melting white steel went down his collar, down his back, burning the flesh off his ass and his leg, and landed in his boot, burning steel to the stream and scorched muscle to the bone. He lay on the couch for days and prayed the rosary, his strong fingers wearing the beads. And he said nothing of pain, no moan uttered from his lips. Then one day he got up and limped to the kitchen and made a bologna sandwich on dark bread, drank a cup of black coffee, and limped out the door to whistle off tour. I was both happy and sad to see the old man up. And my mother said, it's harder to live with a saint than a sinner. And the old man went to church every day, and he prayed and prayed, but he never told me why. Then on a cold December day, he just laid on the kitchen floor. And his last words were, call me a priest. Sometimes I can hear the bells of Vienna, and I hunger for dark bread and bologna. So, thank you all again for being here. Thanks to White Whale. Thanks to Chris. Whoa, didn't do this year, I'll tell you. I want to give a shout out to Scott Silsby, Jason Baldinger, and Don Wentworth, who are co-hosting the Odd Month Poetry Series, which will feature this coming Saturday at Bantha Tea Bar, 7 o'clock. Chandra Alderman, who read here a few weeks ago, and two other poets whom I'm sure are wonderful, but I really recommend this. Okay. Okay. On Penn Avenue. And we are going to close this evening with a big thank you to White Whale. And just to let you know, we're going to do the photo. Okay. And so we're going to ask that as much as you all want to rush up here and tell them how amazing they all were, we would like to do the photo first. Okay. So the photo along with the audio for this reading will be on our blog soon. Thanks to Mr. Sturica there with the salmon colored hat. And that's Hemingway's poetry series.blogspot.com. Finally, there are a lot of you I don't know here tonight. I am thrilled to see you all. I do something called the Pittsburgh Poetry Blast. If perhaps you would like to know about other events around the city that you might not know about otherwise, if you give me your name and email, I will put you on the list. And no salesman will call. So you can find me. I'll be around here. Now, we are in a bookstore. You might have noticed that. We're in a bookstore. So, and we have some wonderful books for sale. And we want to, you know, get a card from Sarah, because really looking for that, forward to that book coming out, and to Cameron's and to Daniela's and to Christine's. Yeah, coming soon. So thank you all, and just let us do the photo. Okay, and I think there is the coffee still open or not?
Yeah, right after the show, come up, get a drink, and then I'll close.
Okay, and we promised we wouldn't be here till 10 at night. We promised that we would clear out of here at a decent hour so these people would go home. So get your books, get your coffee, and thank you all.